We continue our education prayer focus on today, homeschooling parents and kids. It is one of the fastest growing forms of education and experienced 90% growth in the last decade. Main reasons parents choose this is because of the school environment, dissatisfaction with academic instruction, a desire to provide religious instruction. One study showed that an average of the home-educated students were 15 to 30% above public school students on standardized testing and ranked 78 to 88% in reading, language, math, science, and social studies, which is well over 30% above national average. About 3.408 million homeschool students in 24-25, grades K through 12. That's up from 2.5 million since 2019. This amount is about 6.26% of all school-age children. It's been growing 2 to 8%. Taxpayers spend about $18,853 per pupil annually in public schools, plus capital expenditures, according to the NEA. 3.408 million homeschool students saved over, are you ready for this, $64 billion for taxpayers that they did not have to spend. Other reasons parents choose this approach is children being bullied in school, curriculum taught doesn't align with their standards, children not doing well in school no matter what they tried, location where they live, disabilities, and so much more. For those who choose this route, they face lots of decisions, how to structure, how to juggle housework, monitor children, which type of curriculum to use, financial costs, and so much more. There is a link here to the Huey Alert report about school choice and what does that really mean. It actually gives the money back to the parents, something to review and consider. So they suggest the only way to stop school indoctrination is to give parents a choice. So Father, we lift up those who have chosen to do homeschooling. What a honor, privilege to be able to train your own child in the way that they should go with understanding of all the basics. Thank you for all the curriculum that's out there and all the choices and all the support, the homeschool support networks that are across our country, that there are so many things that students can do and still play and have fun and be able to work at their own pace. We thank you that they have done better and that the parents that have done this have invested in their children and given them that time and attention. We also pray, God, for them to be able to continue to do this without any recourse. We pray, Father, for more seamless transition. We pray that the public schools will start to step up and pay attention because numbers are dropping across the country and especially in California. And even in our own counties, they have seen a drop in those that are going to public schools. So Lord, we thank you for the parents, the students, the children, and all those involved, those creating the curriculum, those dispensing it, those putting things together for the activities. And we just continue to pray that you will bless them in the mighty name of Jesus.